Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Last week, George Carlin, legendary top comedian in the country, went public and said he doesn't believe the official story and questions it. Martin Sheen, of course, last week also went public. You heard it here first. Charlie Sheen, his son, last year was the first big star to go public. Now we've had a bunch of other top Hollywood stars and others go public. And the point is this takes a lot of courage for him to do, and more people are starting to stand up and speak out. We had a story a couple days ago, former NFL star, latest to question 9/11 official story, ex-Dallas Cowboys lineman Stepnoski tells Indiana newspaper of doubts, and I believe Paul got that little part of the headline wrong right there, but let me give you his bio, then we're going to go to him. Mark Matthew Stepnoski is a former American football offensive lineman in the NFL. He attended Cathedral Preparatory School in Erie, Pennsylvania, and went on to star at the University of Pittsburgh. Stepnoski's pro career in the NFL was spent with the Dallas Cowboys from 89 to 94, and then back from 99 to 2000, and the Houston Oilers from 95 to 98. Stepnoski won two Super Bowls while with the Cowboys, remember watching those, and was a five-time pro bowler, attending the game from 92 through 96. Also notable among his achievements are the contributions he made to help Emmitt Smith become the all-time rushing champion of the NFL. Absolutely. And again, in November 2007, Stepnoski expressed support for the 9/11 Truth Movement, and he is also working with Normal, which I don't smoke marijuana. It makes me paranoid, but I think it should be legalized. George Washington smoked it, and it has thousands. It's a miracle drug, much bigger than aspirin. And but they'll throw you in jail for that, but you can take Ritalin and Prozac all day, or hillbilly heroin, the OxyContin. But, sir, I am so honored to have you on with us.
Thanks, Alex. It's great to be here with you today.
I want to, just out of the gates when we come back from break, get into 9/11 Truth, and I talked to you during the break. You told me when you woke up to it, the day it happened. Same here. And then I want to talk about Normal, because the whole war on drugs is obviously very important. But talk about that day, 9/11.
Yeah, that was a Tuesday, which that was my last year playing football in the NFL, and that was our day off. So I happened to catch a decent amount of it on TV, and I just remember at the time thinking to myself, you know, is this really a terrorist attack on us by a foreign nation, or is this a false flag operation being conducted by our government? And the reason I say that is because for years leading up to that, I had read several books about the Kennedy assassination, about Watergate, and also an excellent book, Oklahoma City and the Politics of Terror.
Yes.
Which really kind of laid out a lot of the unofficial story about that event. And I noticed there were a lot of parallels between that event and 9/11, as far as bombs being found in the building, scientists coming out and saying that an ammonium nitrate bomb could never cause that much damage. I read another book about McVeigh's trial called Others Unknown, which was actually written by the gentleman who represented him. And he was convinced that there were other people involved in that event that never were brought to justice. So there were just a lot of similarities between the two. And, you know, once that event occurred, I was skeptical. And then obviously, you know, once you start following it from the get-go, you're exposed constantly to information to reinforce your belief.
Exactly. I've tried to disprove my own research, but take Oklahoma City or the First World Trade Center, where the FBI cooked the bomb, trained the driver, gave him the detonator. Now lawyers have gone in, gotten the admissions from Terry Nichols that McVeigh was a government agent. We already knew that. Now the Southern Poverty Law Center, it's come out in federal documents, was basically running Elohim City, the white supremacist compound. I mean, this is incredible.
Yeah, there's so much, again, the two events, there's so much information behind the scenes.
Well, you're a well-known iconoclast and known for being quite intellectual in your own right, and I'm just very impressed just talking to you in a few minutes here. I'm very excited about the 55 minutes we've got left with you, sir. We'll be right back with Pro Bowler, two-time NFL Super Bowl champion Mark Stepnoski. I'm Alex Jones, and this is the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea, a new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
As usual, we're having great discussions during the breaks. Mark Stepnoski is our guest. He is five-time Pro Bowler, two-time Super Bowl champion, and he's the guy that opened up those big holes and credited most of those big holes driving through so that Emmitt Smith could get that all-time record. And I asked him what he wanted to talk about, and he said, hey, you know, 9/11 is the big issue. We'll talk some about the war on drugs, and absolutely I agree with him. And I think the angle we were just taking in the last segment of how you woke up, and now we're learning a little bit more than we learned in the Erie newspaper from Monday, that you woke up because you'd studied history. And again, history, knowing the past, we then know the future. So let's walk through and maybe recap. You've got the floor, sir. Expand on how you were already aware of false flag, what you thought that day, and why you've taken this major plunge going public for 9/11 Truth.
Well, I just think that, you know, growing up reading books about the Kennedy assassination, books like High Treason, you know, there's so many books out there and videos. The Men Who Killed Kennedy, the five-part series that's played on cable television, was really well done. But that was just a great introduction over the years of, you know, some of the clandestine activities that occur with the military and with the intelligence services, things that you're never going to see in mainstream media. And then again, you know, just going along that line throughout that time period, studying the Vietnam War, Watergate, all these things that signify a cover-up by the government. As time goes on, it's just you become more and more aware as a citizen that secrecy is the rule of the day with our government. And any time that anything revelatory comes to light regarding the nefarious activities of our government, it's immediately discredited and hushed up. So, you know, fortunately, we live in an era where alternative media provides true sources of information that can't be sanitized by corporations.
If I can just add, speaking of the Kennedy assassination, now over 90% of Americans in major polls believe the government killed him. Well, they better. I mean, E. Howard Hunt now, deathbed confession, only Rolling Stone reports on it. I mean, we now have the CIA section chief, the guy who was photographed at the scene by the Dallas Morning News, Dallas Times Herald, now admitting that he did indeed run the op to kill him, and it's not on the national news.
Absolutely. And, you know, we see things like that all the time. You know, recently, this past summer, documents were released proving that, you know, the CIA often worked hand-in-hand with organized crime figures to implement their plans. All these things that at the time would have been considered quote-unquote conspiracy theory are now being substantiated as being true. So again, fortunately, we live in a time where information is a little bit more accessible, so it's becoming harder and harder for a corrupt government to cover up their illegal activities. You know, in the 60s, it took years and years before the Zapruder film was even released. You know, now people can see things right away.
Now they admit Gulf of Tonkin was staged, just as we always knew. Now they declassified, totally staged.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought the movie The Fog of War with Robert McNamara did a great job of just letting people know what that behind-the-scenes planning consists of, you know? And there's so many parallels. You know, you look at that, the false intelligence leading to war, same thing that's going on now. You know, history really does repeat itself. But like you said earlier, if people don't read and they're not familiar with history, it's not as apparent to them that these things happen over and over again throughout time.
Well, history's like having the other team's playbook, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You know, it's when you see, you know, modern events unfold around you, it's a lot easier to interpret them if you have read their mail, so to speak, ahead of time.
Now, what made you decide to take the plunge for 9/11 Truth?
Well, it just became a question of not really being able to be quiet about it anymore. I've talked to my friends about it all the time for the last 6 years. You know, I'll gladly speak with anybody who wants to talk about it. And initially, you know, people were very reluctant to even entertain the possibility that it was an inside job. But again, as the years have gone on, as time has gone on, you know, now we're, you know, 6-7 years out, enough information is out there to where people are willing to consider it more seriously. You know, you're probably familiar with Peter Phillips from Project Censored.
Oh, absolutely.
I love that, his books. Read them every year. He calls it a threshold concept. You know, people really need to get to the point where they can assimilate enough information to make that leap, to go, to think, you know, beyond the parameters that they already possess.
It's like once we finally believe that we could fly, within a few years of thousands of tinkerers trying it, the Wright brothers at Kitty Hawk were able to do it, or Copernicus had enough knowledge to finally convince people the world was round and not flat, or Galileo that the Earth orbited the sun, not the sun the Earth.
Yeah, it's, you know, people, when you try to hit them with this all at once, if they're totally uninformed and this information is entirely foreign to them, they're really not willing to entertain it because it's just too much of a paradigm shift for them. But for people who gradually are exposed to more and more information, it's less and less of a shock to them. I think we've reached that point now because, honestly, when you look at the information that's out there and the credibility of the sources, anybody now who still believes the official story of 9/11 is either incredibly naive or exhibiting complete and total denial.
Well, we know denial is certainly a powerful factor, but Did you decide to really speak out and go public? I mean, I'm just asking because you think things are getting more serious or that they may be planning something else. I mean, I'm just speculating because more people that I've talked to that are going public now say that's their reason. I mean, does that play any factor here?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we have the desire to start a third war since 9/11 in Iran. You know, there are stories of missing nuclear warheads floating around. You read the Kennebunkport warning online. There are many people worried about Cheney staging another false flag attack. He's already come out and said the next time it happens, it'll be in the form of a mini nuke somewhere in a U.S. city. And anybody who is familiar with all these military exercises that are constantly going on, they realize that not a lot of people are needed to pull off a false flag attack like that.
Well, what about Colonel Butler? Defense Language School tells the AP and San Jose Mercury News that they train hijackers in secret spy programs at the base. Or Mr. Springman, the head of the U.S. Embassy, ordered to let hijackers back into the country and was told, don't worry, the terror designation is their cover, they're government agents. I mean, that right there, and those are only a few of thousands of smoking guns. Drills of the exact same buildings attacked at the exact same time by aircraft, and then Bush says he never heard of a plan to attack buildings with planes.
Yeah, it's really absurd. I mean, it's when you think back to the time prior to 9/11, all the precautions that were taken at the GA summit in Italy, you know, these are all scenarios that have been discussed by policymakers. They know what the threats are. They know the technology that's out there and what's possible. Now, the general public doesn't know. So then, obviously, when they see this scenario envelop, they don't think of it in terms of a drill or an exercise gone live. They think of it in terms of, you know, a terrorist attack from an outside entity. But again, when you listen to the transcripts of the air traffic controllers on the day of 9/11, the first words out of their mouth was, is this live or is this an exercise?
And then they said, I've never seen so much real world going on during an exercise.
Yeah, and I think, you know, you read a book like Crossing the Rubicon by Mike Rupert. He does, or 9/11 Synthetic Terror Made in the USA by Webster Tarpley.
Excellent.
These guys do a great job of highlighting how many military exercises were taking place on that day and how they served to make the event possible and also to confuse people at the time. Who were in charge of, you know, trying to deter things like that from happening. But again, you know, that's I sometimes think that people don't realize how much influence the military has on everyday life in the U.S.
Well, then there was also Tripod 2 going on where they did a simulation of terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center complex with the Port Authority. They'd moved the Emergency Management Center the week before out to the end of the pier, out of the big spook complex, Building 7. Then the head of FEMA in New York says, yeah, we deployed the night of September 10th. Then he backed off and said I was wrong. Then Giuliani said I was told to get out of the building because Tower 1 and 2 were going to fall, and we were running an exercise. Then he said he didn't say it, but then we have the video and audio of it. So it's not, I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah, there are just too many lies for people to go back and, you know, cover them up. It's such a web of lies that, you know, people like Giuliani have already contradicted themselves repeatedly. But again, you know, when you think about the similarities to the Oklahoma City bombing, you know, that day the alcohol, tobacco, and firearm agents who were employed in that building didn't show up for work.
And then showed up a minute after in full bomb gear, and the police said, why are you here? And they said, we got a tip.
Exactly. The same way that John Ashcroft got a tip not to fly commercially before 11, the same way Willie Brown got a tip not to fly beforehand. There are too many instances of foreknowledge to be discounted.
Mark Stepnoski, a two-time Super Bowl champion, five-time Pro Bowler, Dallas Cowboys, and, of course, Houston Oilers. When we come back, I want to talk to you about their mindset, well, how they love to brag. The PNAC documents, Cheney saying we need a terror attack, a big event. Brzezinski saying it. Why do you think they've been so arrogant? Are they operating on the old 50s, 60s paradigm as Cold War dinosaurs? And where do you think this is all going? Because the jig is up with 84% in major polls not believing the official story, as high as 68% believing inside job. We'll be back with Mark Stepnosky right after this quick break.
Ted Enders for Midas, November 7, 2007. Gold, 837-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $861.90, $424.70 for half, $212.35 for quarter. That's $861.90, $424.70, and $212.35. The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations has never fulfilled its sole goal for existing, maintaining world peace? Do you know why? Everywhere they've been involved, it becomes worse. You can call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine by calling 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know the rogue nations and terrorist organizations have been purchasing suitcase nuclear bombs on the black market? Will they use them on America? You can receive an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine by calling our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
SpyBill.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. SpyBill.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. SpyBill.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using SpyBill.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at SpyBill.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit SpyBill.com today.
Don't worry.
This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell in.
That's right. All we challenge you to do is go check out our information. You know, Popular Mechanics and Yellow Journalism, Fathers, Hearst Publishing, they go out and build straw men to attack. They don't fight us. They go make up things we never said or make up things that kooks said and attributed to us. No, no, no. We're talking about real information. Mark Stepnoski, two-time Super Bowl champion, is our guest. The question before the break, Mark, you know, the pre-bragging about how terror attacks are coming, we're going to change the way you live, we need these terror attacks. I mean, the motives right there, the 44,000 U.S. troops massed around Afghanistan, the carriers ready to attack in the week before. I mean, how obvious is that?
Yeah, that's the other thing that, you know, people think that 9/11 just came out of the clear blue sky and all of a sudden we had this massive mobilization. But you can't just stage an invasion on that short of notice. I mean, anybody who goes back and looks can see all the plans that were laid in place prior to the invasion, and that obviously 9/11 gave them the pretext to do it.
Now we go to the mindset. Why are they so arrogant to stage a giant invasion force with 44,000 U.S. troops, 18,000 British troops? Bush had to launch orders to attack Afghanistan, CBS News, Newsweek reported 2 days before. I mean, why are they so obvious?
I just think that it's a case of it's their desperate reaction to the situation regarding peak oil. I very much believe that peak oil is a reality. That's a theory that was stressed heavily by Mike Rupert on his From the Wilderness website. I totally agree with his thinking on that. I mean, all of the evidence points to rapid depletion of fossil fuels coinciding with greatly increased demand. So when I see, you know, the importance placed on the strength of the dollar, how the only thing that gives our dollar any kind of value is the fact that oil is traded in U.S. dollars, to me it all ties in together. It's a need to continue fossil fuel supply to the U.S. Jimmy Carter, you know, 30 years ago said that Mideast oil was a national security issue for the United States. And that, if anything, that whole attitude has grown. That's first and foremost, you know, our military is now used as basically an instrument to secure and protect oil supplies because that is the lifeblood of our economy.
Well, either way, we know it is a national security issue, and whether peak oil with them creating artificial scarcity, and it is harder to extract now, or, you know, whether it's actually happening, regardless, they are creating a energy crisis. Bottom line, it's here, it's now.
Yeah, and again, you know, it's 60% of the recoverable oil in the world is in the Middle East. It's in a piece of land roughly the size of Texas. And I believe that's why Dick Cheney, even though he was subpoenaed several times, he would not release the records from his Energy Task Force in 2001, because that's exactly what was discussed in that meeting.
But O'Neill was there. You're right. Treasury Secretary was there. And 4 days into their in the White House, they had maps up about what they were going to carve up.
Absolutely. And there's a Canadian author, her name is Linda McQuaig, and she wrote a book called It's the Crude Dude. And she was one of, I believe, the first people in Canada to include that information that was finally pried out of the White House after about the fourth or fifth subpoena. So again, that was another perfect example of secrecy on the part of the White House. Goes hand in hand with everything that they have done leading up to this point. People, I think, have a tendency to forget that this is the same group of guys that was involved in the first Bush administration that were responsible for Iran-Contra. They had a hand in the savings and loan debacle. These guys have a long history of illegal activity and then covering it up.
Now but that they're getting caught and they're cornered, what do you think they're going to do?
Well, it's hard to say. It's kind of frightening to think about it. I don't really know sometimes if it even makes a difference at this point, because now should a Democrat win the White House in the next election, they have already pretty much acquiesced and said that they will continue the war. Should Hillary Clinton win, she has already agreed to, I think, stay in Iraq at least until 2013. And from what I understand, most Democrats have signed on for an invasion of Iran. So I think a lot of people in the U.S. have a somewhat false hope about an administration change to a different political party is going to result in new policy. And I'm somewhat doubtful about that.
Well, I agree with you. When we get back, let's get into more of the serious things that made you question the official story on 9/11, and then talk about the fact that Congress has an 11% approval rating. So that's the good news. Now both parties have been exposed, and I think some people aren't awake, like you said, but a lot of others are waking up to the fact that the establishment owns all the horses in the race. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
America is the fattest nation on the planet. The obesity epidemic kills over 300,000 Americans each and every year, and this number continues to rise at an alarming rate. With fast food chains everywhere, eating right is not an easy task. It's time to stop eating those unhealthy meals and fattening snacks. Assure that you and your family do not become a statistic. Introducing the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator brings healthy eating to a whole new level. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits, vegetables, fish, and beef quickly and easily. The Excalibur Dehydrator is perfect for vegetarians, vegans, and those who want to cut out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives in most foods found at the grocery store. Gardeners, you'll love how much time and money you'll save making your own herbs and spices from your own kitchen. Hunters, keep your cash and make your own jerky from home. It's amazing all the uses you'll find with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. Call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. $2.99 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
They railed against the crowd, another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody war and liberty.
Thanks to the Renegades. We are free today. And Mark Stepnoski is certainly a renegade when it comes to taking action, speaking out, and having a lot of courage. In fact, this is out of the Erie paper. Q&A with Mark Stepnoski. Since retiring from football 6 years ago, Mark Stepnoski has changed countries, buying a house in Vancouver, British Columbia, where he now lives with his longtime girlfriend. And it goes on. He's also changed lifestyles, trading the hectic demands of playing for the NFL for the relatively laid-back retirement that includes travel, reading, and taking in concerts and performing arts. But Sapnowski, 40, always a bit of an iconoclast, hasn't changed. Continues to work towards the legalization of marijuana, an effort that began pursuing in the earnest after leaving football. And he has now added a new interest, speaking out publicly. It's really an old interest we learned now. 9/11 Truth Movements, whose adherents question the mainstream accounts. And I read in here he's also a fan of George Carlin, who said he questions the official story last week. What do you think of George Carlin now saying he questions the official story?
Well, I think it's great. I think that, you know, if you had to pick one guy who might do that, he would be the guy. You know, he's kind of has a reputation as being an anti-authority figure, you know, a guy who kind of, you know, cuts through the chase and gets to the point. Yeah, I was excited to hear that.
Boy, it'd be interesting if we saw some the biggest country star out there go public for 9/11 Truth, or maybe, I'm not going to even say it. There are so many people who know what's going on who haven't yet spoken out or gone public, but I just pray that happens, because as more people go public, it makes it safer for others to do it, and I really think a mass awakening, a renaissance of awakening, could totally expose false flag terror and really inoculate the public against it, to where the New World Order basically can't use that tool anymore.
I agree. And I think one of the things that is helping people come to that conclusion is the amount of information that's out there that is sourced from mainstream media. Now, you're never going to see discussions like we are having today in mainstream media. But at the same time, a lot of people who are skeptical of the things we are talking about, you know, they always tend to believe that these sources that we are reading on the internet or in books or magazines are subversive, unsubstantiated. But that's why I think people should be open to reading things like The Terror Timeline by Paul Thompson, which is entirely sourced from mainstream accounts. People can look at how this information is put together, even when it is gleaned from major media. So I think, you know, once people expose themselves to that kind of book, or if they read something by David Ray Griffin, which debunks some of the theories being put out by mainstream media, then I think they'll be a little bit more willing to accept some of the things that we are talking about today.
Well, here's an example of debunking. Popular Mechanics will show some physicist and say that they just say, oh, it's not true, with a guy saying expert under him, some 20-year-old kid. Or they would say, oh, NORAD never intercepted any plane before 9/11, but Payne Stewart in 2000, the golfer. And then we went and got the very same spokesman for NORAD who said that to Popular Mechanics in AP and Reuters during the Payne Stewart thing, saying they had 167 of them in just the months before that. I mean, you know, my dad's a pilot and has been off course before, and, you know, they get on the radio and threaten to send F-16s up when he's flying around a storm in a Cessna over central Texas. So, I mean, it's just they build straw men. Can you comment on that?
Yes, I think, you know, once people become familiar with the protocol that exists, it's readily apparent that that protocol was broken on that day, and that, you know, the events that happened that day, the way they transpired, that is not commonplace. And it doesn't matter who's in charge as far as giving the order to shoot down planes. There is a protocol that's been established, and like you said, it's been followed repeatedly in the past. So to see such a divergence from the normal way that things are supposed to occur as far as the response of jets and the response of NORAD, it just goes without saying that it's an anomaly. You know, things were purposely altered that day.
And then we have all these first responders, medical workers, police, scores of them saying they heard the 20-second countdown when they blew up Building 7, and then BBC, 25 minutes before it falls on two different channels, says we've just gotten word Building 7, Solomon Brothers, has fallen from fire, total collapse, and there it is behind them, out the window. And they gave the exact official story that later came out hours later. I mean, that's smoking gun.
Yeah, in addition to, I'm sure a lot of your listeners are familiar with Larry Silverstein's comments about the building being pulled as if it was being demolished. I was fortunate enough a couple months ago to go see William Rodriguez speak live in Vancouver, and I was already familiar with his story, but nonetheless, it was really compelling to go see him in person and listen to it firsthand. But yeah, like you said, the amount of witnesses, eyewitnesses who were there that day, they're becoming more and more vocal. I think that people are starting to realize that they are hearing the alternative belief now about what really happened that day, but the difference is they're not hearing it from corporate media. They're hearing it from eyewitnesses.
Well, speaking of that, up on PrisonPlanet.com, we have the George Washington Blogspot thing here. 9/11 family member Patty Kazaza, government knew exact date and exact targets. 9/11 family member, Jersey girl, Patty Kazaza, has just revealed that the whistleblower told her that before 9/11, the government knew the exact day, the type of attack, and the targets. And she had to meet the government whistleblower at a undisclosed location off the side of the highway. That's how paranoid they were. But we've now confirmed that they ordered FBI agents that knew the exact details to back off and shut up, demoted them, and then Robert Wright, the head terror expert in Chicago, goes up before the National Press Club and says, here's a letter from Ashcroft. I'll be arrested if I tell you what I know under national security. All I can tell you is the Bush's vacation with the Bin Ladens. Here is a Jersey girl, Patty Kazaza, talking about one of the inside whistleblowers giving her this information.
I met other whistleblowers on the side of the road in Maryland, to hear what they could tell us. None of them revealed state secrets to us, by the way. but that they had information, and basically the government knew, other than the exact moment, they knew the date and the method at which the attacks were supposed to come. And none of this made it to mainstream media. None of it made it into the commission. And yet, again, all of your representatives on the day that the commission book came out were on their pulpits saying, what a fabulous job this commission has done, a real service to this nation. And it was anything
all right.
But a service. It was a complete fabrication.
That's Patty Kazaza. Going back to Mark Stepnoski, two-time Super Bowl winner, five-time Pro Bowler, Dallas Cowboys, and, of course, the Texas Oilers, now the Tennessee Titans. That is another amazing testimony right there. And as these things mount, they can't ignore it, Mark.
I tell you, Alex, I'm so glad that you mentioned the Jersey girls. I was hoping we could discuss them briefly because, when people who believe the official story of 9/11 hear skeptics talk about it, they always accuse us of not being sensitive to the victims' families. And that also goes for the war in Iraq or Afghanistan. If you question the official story, if you exhibit any kind of skepticism, they automatically equate that as being disrespectful to the families of the 9/11 victims or of the soldiers who have died in war. And I totally disagree with that, because as you just have shown, the family members of these victims are some of the most outspoken critics of the official story, and they, as much as anyone, are trying to get to the bottom of what really happened on that day. So I believe it's a total opposite, that by questioning these things, we are doing everything we can to help these families of victims and slain soldiers find out the whole reason behind why they had to die in the first place.
Well, I agree with you. Over a year and a half ago now, I interviewed in a semi-film, Terror Storm, Bill Doyle, the head of 7,000-plus victims and family members, survivors of 9/11, lost his son Joey on that morning. He came on the show and he said, I believe it's a total inside job. The words were total inside job. And he said that the majority of the victims' family groups and victims believe it's a total inside job. But then the media always says all the family members hate us, but there have been family members for 5 years who've gone out and encircled the White House saying Bush did it, Bush knew. And I saw one little CNN report on that. And so exactly, how dare them speak for the victims and family members and those that lost loved ones when the majority believe it's an inside job, another hoax by the controlled corporate press.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it goes hand in hand with the whole secrecy theme that we discussed earlier. whether it's the 9/11 Commission, whether it's Justice Department emails, whether it's extraordinary rendition by the CIA, it could be domestic spying by the NSA, whatever it is, this administration's policy has been secrecy and denial. So again, that's a pattern that's been clearly established, since the administration began in 2000. So again, I don't understand, people are willing to accept that the administration withheld information in all those other related areas, yet for some reason it's still tough for some people to apply that same thinking to 9/11 and to believe that the administration was keeping secrets about that also.
I want to shift gears and come at you from left field because I just thought of this. About a year and a half ago, we talked to Kevin Tillman, Pat Tillman's brother. We got his number, and he said, I don't want to go public right now, but we have a lot of questions. We think he could have been murdered on purpose to silence him. Now the family's publicly said that. The media has tried to spin it and kind of whitewash what they said and play it down. We know that Pat was writing letters back, talking to different anti-war groups, saying that this is all staged. There was even talk, now that we're hearing about, he was talking about 9/11, they would do stage photo ops. Now, that other Special Forces folks on who read some of those, stage photo ops, blowing up caves and things that nobody was even in, putting out uniforms and, staging events. And that Pat was really mad. Then they admit now that he was shot three times at close range in the head, a triple burst from closer than 15 yards, not 1,000 yards or whatever, that they kept shooting him, that he kept begging to not be shot, it kept staying stopped, and that they basically killed him. Then the Army doctors and investigators said it was murder. They were told to shut up. We know that they killed some of the people that spoke out about the Private Lynch thing being staged, and then she came out and said it was staged. Do you have any comments on, and they've admitted a lot of murders have happened in the military to cover things up, any comments on Pat Tillman?
Well, I just think that whole situation is tragic. It's extremely disappointing to see his idealism be subverted and to be basically him to be used as an agent of propaganda. I didn't know Pat, but I paid attention to his story, simply because he's a former NFL player and it got a lot of attention. And I don't question his motives or his idealism one bit, and I don't fault him in any way for wanting to do what he thought was right.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, I just think it's tragic that, when he did join, he and his brother decided to do what they did. He was championed by the media. He was looked at as a hero, and rightfully so. And his story was used as a way to propagate the drums for war further. And then when he wound up, unfortunately and tragically, getting killed, that was also used as a way to further the agenda for war, even though, as you just clearly explained, they didn't tell the truth about the circumstances surrounding his death. So it was so disheartening to see a guy being used throughout the entire process, used as a guy to sell the war, and then after he was killed, used as a way to try and drum up patriotism.
And they covered up the fact that he'd written letters and was firmly against the war, saying it was an illegal war and a fraud.
Yeah, and I guess, like you said, he was planning to make some connections with famous anti-war speakers, Noam Chomsky, Cindy Sheehan. Those were some names that were thrown around. And again, the whole reason that we're supposed to be over there fighting is for our freedoms, right? It's supposedly to protect our freedoms. Yet here is a guy who obviously had his freedoms suppressed in the most drastic way possible, and that was by killing him.
Shifting gears back into 9/11 with Mark Stepnosky, Super Bowl champion, two-time, five-time Pro Bowler, joining us for 9/11 Truther today. And again, I want to commend you and thank you, and I just admire you more than ever. And I never would have thought watching you in the Super Bowl that I'd ever be talking to you, much less about such an incredible issue. But here we are, brought together with the audience and people listening all over the world right now. What would you like to see happen with 9/11 Truth? Where would you like to see this go? Because people call for another investigation. I'm sure that sounds fine, but it'll just be the same whitewash. They already tried to have Henry Kissinger as the supposed head of it.
Yeah, that's the thing. How independent could the commission be? How much power would it have? How much time? You know, how much funding? We all know how much Bush and Cheney fought the original 9/11 Commission. They didn't want to appear. Then they agreed only to appear together. They wouldn't speak under oath. They fought over who was going to head it. They wouldn't allocate any money towards it. It was just a complete stonewall all the way down the line. I think that right there should make people skeptical about what the government is saying about 9/11.
Well, then what's a plan? I mean, what's your idea, just off the top of your head or from your gut, Mark? I mean, what do you think we should do? Just continue to educate in the court of public opinion?
Oh, I think that never hurts. I think that, you know, a vital and functioning democracy depends on an informed voting populace. You know, we don't have a chance of holding our leaders accountable if we don't educate the public on what is going on and what we can possibly try to do to prevent it. If you're going to expect constitutional government to react in the way that it's supposed to, then impeachment proceedings would be the way to go. I am not a Democrat. However, I am excited that Dennis Kucinich is trying to get something done along those lines. Where that will lead, who knows? But at the same time, everything during this administration has been geared towards increasing executive power. At least articles of impeachment would be a step in the other direction.
I agree. Impeachment is key. Final segment with Mark Stepnoski. Full hour with the Super Bowl champion and quite a mind when it comes to understanding false flag terror and the geopolitical system in view of history, present, and the future. This is the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., full color photographs, 550 high resolution full color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown.
For listeners that just tuned in the last hour, I got into the plunging dollar, gyrating oil prices, and gold prices exploding. Very serious info. You might want to tune in when the transmission ends to the first hour if you missed it. A lot of key info. Dr. Michael Kaufman in the second hour as well. Very important information. We have the streams going, starting over again at InfoWars.com. And the AM and FM stations across the country re-airing the broadcast, and of course the network re-airing it from 9 to midnight as well. In-game blueprint for global enslavement, who the global elite are, how they use terrorism, how they use control, what their master plan is. It's available at InfoWars.com, the DVD, or watch it in super high quality right now at PrisonPlanet.tv, as well as Terror Storm Special Edition, the final cut. The history of government-sponsored terror, and I take the approach in the same way I woke up, in the same way that Mark woke up, is going through all the declassified admissions of government-sponsored terror. So I hope folks will get in-game at InfoWars.com. Mark, in closing, I want to ask you about Ron Paul, but we've got about 4 minutes left. Real fast, that's another point we didn't get into. All the admitted declassified examples of where criminals in our government have staged terror before.
Yeah. I mean, as time goes on, as these documents reach the time where they're allowed to be released, I think it becomes more and more apparent to people, you know, how the intelligence agencies work behind the scenes. I'm excited about Ron Paul just because, you know, he is the only Republican candidate who is against the war. And I think that attitude coincides greatly with the general feeling of the American public.
And he's also for drug decriminalization. He's a medical doctor. He knows that it's a scourge.
Absolutely. Very much a libertarian belief. Even though he has to run as a Republican, I mean, he is truly a libertarian. And that belief goes hand in hand with libertarian ideology.
What would you call your political view if you had to put a label on it?
Oh boy, it's hard to say. I mean, it's easy to look at a bunch of different guys and take bits and pieces from what they believe. I am generally reluctant to just put a label on myself or anybody. And
you want freedom?
Them. Oh, absolutely. You know, back in 1989, when the wall came down and the Soviet Union broke up, we were supposed to realize a peace dividend. You know, we had been through a Cold War for generations. You know, we had had, you know, Korea, Vietnam. We were supposed to experience a peace dividend, and that hasn't happened. And matter of fact, the exact opposite has happened. You know, we have Donald Rumsfeld talking about the long war.
100-year wars, a new boogeyman.
Richard Cheney saying that, you know, the war that will not end in our lifetimes. So this is just, our foreign policy is going the exact opposite direction of what I think everybody expected it to go in back decades ago when the Soviet Union dissipated. So it's just very disappointing for me to continue to see $450 billion spent every year on the defense budget when so many other things in the United States are crying out for funding.
You're absolutely right, but they use it as the organizing force to scare us into submission. They use that tribal instinct to manipulate us against these manufactured boogeymen. Well, you've made a big splash for 9/11 Truth, and Mark Stutnosky, a two-time NFL Super Bowl champion, five-time Pro Bowler, with the team I grew up cheering, the Dallas Cowboys. We salute you for your courage, and I look forward to having you back on to talk about normal and drug decriminalization in the near future. I salute you in the true spirit of America and the great tradition of liberty. Thank you for your bold stance and your eloquent defense of liberty.
Thanks, Alex. It was a pleasure talking with you today.
Mark, again, thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, Back tonight on the network, 9 to midnight. The show restarts right now at InfoWars.com and on many stations across the country. God bless you all. Now get out there and take on the New World Order.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.